And whether or not you feel like it instantly reminds you of every idea you've started to fold into that familiar word again. Your foxtail. It must be nice to know that one word can have so many meanings, that no matter where you find yourself, stuck down here or there doesn't seem like anything can keep that word, foxtail, from gently pushing you along the path, in the perfect ways you need to move, to the place you want to be, so deeply aware of nothing but the word itself, while your deeper mind automatically takes the tracks down to where you've heard it before. And whether or not you can imagine it like a storybook, a foxtail, where every word is another footstep deeper down the path, further into its pages, it must seem like a good idea to fold the corners to remind yourself where you are, back inside that book in your mind, as the words drift from the page and settle inside your head, and the ideas drift from your head, like folding letters into an envelope that seals shut. Those letters always seem to spell out the same thing. Foxtail, instantly reminding you of more than you can remember. And whether or not you can let so many ideas stick sealed inside your head like an envelope, you know that remembering one thing might mean you are forgetting something else. So you keep it all repeating and reinforcing inside your head. Especially when a story seems so familiar, like watching something you've seen before, wanting to whisper the lines back to yourself before you hear them, waiting for the words, so far ahead, anticipating what's coming that by the time it happens, you've already fallen behind. Always chasing your foxtail. And whether or not you notice that trying to focus on something which carries so many meanings feels like trying to remember every word in a book just by hearing its title. Foxtail must seem like an overwhelming idea, trying so difficult to keep everything inside your head until you remember how your memory often works best by letting go, easily forgetting the words and shifting them into the shape of feelings instead, where we can fold a thousand different words into a single feeling, like the feeling of being blank, white, fuzzy, and empty, enveloping you, sealing you inside. And whether or not you notice that feeling growing stronger with every word we add to it now, the most sneaky trick is in capturing a thousand feelings in a single word, and we can do that easily by giving them a name. Foxtail. There's a reason why it feels so overwhelming after all. Why it seems to fold in on you, collapsing your thoughts down into a single point until every letter in every word seems to spell out the same feeling. The same idea. The same spiraling singularity on the tip of your tongue. Foxtail becomes a point of focus representing a thousand feelings, each made up of a thousand words, each of them settling so deep inside your mind, with a million different ways to become lost and hidden beneath the blank white fuzziness that grows and wags around in circles because they all seem to fit so neatly into the pattern of that single word. Foxtail, wagging around and around in cycles where there's no need to remember anything else if it all leads back to the beginning anyway. And whether or not you agree your memory works best by letting go, it's comforting to know that you won't remember whether you did or you didn't. Either way, every word seems so familiar you felt like you were waiting to hear it. And every feeling seems so new and